As a real estate agent, it's common to hear the phrase "I'll get back to you" from a potential buyer, especially after several follow-up calls. While it may be tempting to interpret this as a polite way of saying no, it's important to remember that buyers may have many reasons for needing more time to make a decision. In this blog, we'll explore some tips for what to say as an agent when a buyer says, "I'll get back to you." Thank them for their time. Regardless of whether the buyer ultimately decides to move forward with a purchase, it's important to show appreciation for their time and interest in the property. Saying something like, "Thank you for considering this property," or "I appreciate you taking the time to look at this home," can help create a positive relationship with the buyer, even if they don't ultimately make a purchase. Ask for a timeline. One way to follow up with a buyer who says they'll get back to you is to ask for a timeline for when they expect to make a decision. This can help give you a better idea of when to follow up with them and how frequently to do so. You can say something like, "When do you think you'll be able to make a decision about this property?" Or, "Is there a specific date by which you need to make a decision?" Provide additional information. Sometimes buyers need more information to make a decision. As an agent, you can help provide this information by answering any questions they may have about the property, the neighborhood, or the buying process. You can say something like, "Is there any additional information you need to help you make a decision?" Or, "I'm happy to answer any questions you have about the property." Reiterate the benefits. If a buyer seems hesitant about making a decision, it can be helpful to remind them of the benefits of the property. This can help reinforce why they were interested in the property in the first place and may help motivate them to move forward with a purchase. You can say something like, "Just to remind you, this property has insert benefits here, which make it a great investment for the future." Follow up appropriately. Following up with a buyer who says they'll get back to you is an important part of the sales process. However, it's important to do so in a way that's not pushy or aggressive. If a buyer gives you a timeline for when they expect to make a decision, make sure to follow up with them around that time. If they don't give you a specific timeline, follow up with them in a week or two to see if they've made a decision yet. Use a friendly and professional tone. When following up with a buyer, it's important to use a friendly and professional tone. This can help create a positive impression and build trust with the buyer. Avoid using pushy or aggressive language, as this may turn the buyer off and make them less likely to work with you in the future. Ask for the most convenient follow-up medium. Different buyers may prefer to communicate through different channels, such as phone, email, or text. When following up with a buyer who says they'll get back to you, it's a good idea to ask them which medium they prefer. This can help ensure that your follow-up is as convenient and effective as possible. Confirm their contact information. Before ending the conversation with a buyer who says they'll get back to you, make sure to confirm their contact information. This can help ensure that you have the correct phone number or email address to use when following up with them. You can say something like, "Can you confirm your phone number/email address so that I can reach out to you later?" Show your availability. Let the buyer know that you are available to answer any questions they may have or to provide any additional information they need. This can help build trust and demonstrate your commitment to helping them find the right property. You can say something like, "If you have any questions or need any additional information, feel free to reach out to me anytime." End with a closing sentence or a call to action. Finally, it's important to end the conversation with a closing sentence or a call to action. This can help encourage the buyer to take action and move forward with a purchase. You can say something like, "I look forward to hearing back from you soon," or, "If you're ready to move forward with this property, let me know and I'll be happy to help you with the next steps." As a bonus point, another useful tip to consider is occasionally sending the client properties that are similar to the ones they viewed earlier. This can help reignite their interest in you and keep you top of mind. For example, if a client viewed a property that had a large backyard, you can send them properties with similar outdoor spaces. This shows that you are proactive and attentive to their needs, and can help remind them of the value you can bring to their property search. However, be sure to not overdo it, as you don't want to come across as pushy or annoying. A gentle reminder every few weeks or months can be effective in keeping you on their radar without being intrusive. In conclusion, when a buyer says they will get back to you, it's important to respond with a friendly and professional tone, ask for their preferred follow-up medium, confirm their contact information, show your availability, and end with a closing sentence or a call to action. These actions can help you build a positive relationship with the buyer and increase the chances of closing the sale. Remember that buyers may need more time to make a decision, so thanking them for their time, asking for a timeline, providing additional information, and reiterating the benefits can all be helpful ways to follow up and stay engaged with the buyer.